joining us now is the skipper of this team, Bruce Bochy. Good morning, Boch.
Good morning, guys.
Well, your team's in a really bad way right now, and last night, 14-1, they lose to the Astros. You started Nathan Eovaldi. What did you think about his return performance?
Well, look, I mean, it wasn't the outcome that we had hoped for, but you have to keep in mind Nathan has missed a lot of time, and he's out for 6 or 7 weeks or so.
Yeah,
he was missing, some of his locations there, but it's never easy in this game. If it was easy, then everyone would be a major leaguer, but it didn't go well for Nathan. but it was good to see him out there again.
Yeah. Well, what advice did you give him?
Well, I took him out on a horse ride before the game, and just a lazy lope along the river, just to clear his head. And we just went down and filled our canteens, come back, just a couple men doing what men do, shaved, squatting near the river, staring into a piece of polished pie tin, that sort of thing.
The Trinity?
Yeah, you got to be careful of that water.
Yeah, the Trinity.
Well, these are certainly rough times for your team. These last 3 weeks have been pretty sketchy. What have you traditionally in your career told your teams? What do you preach when times are tough?
I tell them that the worm eventually turns. And I kind of count on the almost axiomatic oratory truth that every old saying sounds wiser and more comforting coming through a gravelly voice tinged with that honey smoothness of a world-weary man who looks like he whittles, driftwood while thinking of the senorita that broke his heart while he was rustling cattle in Montana in the winter of 48.
Yeah. Well, what would you say to the Ranger fans, they're kind of freaking out now. You guys have lost 14 out of 18.
And I understand that. I understand why the Ranger fans are, a little restless right now. I mean, our team has hit a rough patch, and we just have to keep that in mind, that we're still in it. As bad as it has seemed over the past few months, we don't want to lose sight of that, the fact that we're not in first place, but like we once were, but we're still in good position. Look, you just, as a Ranger fan, you need to allow yourself to be comforted by a man whose voice sounds like a warm summer evening filled with the manly aroma of sawdust and freshly cut framing timbers. And I want people to think of me as the quiet, authoritative grandfather of granddaughters who spends a lot of time in the garage tinkering with small engines but comes in smelling like axle grease mixed with sandalwood.
And I think they do.
Yeah, you give off that vibe.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
And it is comforting.
It is.
It's Rangers manager Bruce Bochy with us here on The Ticket. I noticed that you took Corey Seager out of the game after 3 innings last night. He's having such a great season. Guess giving him a little rest there. If there is some hope that things turn around, he would be the guy that could kind of lead the way, couldn't he?
Definitely so. I think that, I've coached, been fortunate enough to coach a lot of great players, Barry Bonds and Tony Gwynn, and I put Corey Seager right in here. Those guys, I mean, Corey's a baseball player. I mean, he's got an aggressive first pitch hit philosophy. He's got a great repeatable swing, dedicated routine. He's just got a winning attitude, and he's hitting as well as anyone. And he's got the will to win, and he's a humble guy and a team player. And plus, he recently endorsed my new line of Bruce Bochy's signature brand of hickory smoked barrel aged campfire meat sticks.
You have another product?
Meat sticks?
I do. It's 2 pounds of free range beef on the end of a hand cut oak skewer, each one carved with a pocket knife, with an effigy of Teddy Roosevelt on the handle of every stick. They'll be available here in 2 weeks. You can get them at a feed post near you.
Okay. Only at a feed post.
Well, hey, we believe. We're hanging in there with you, Skip.
Well, we appreciate it, and thank you for having me on.
Okay, good luck. We'll see you. Why can't we do that as a daily show?
We should. During
Sam
baseball
from Sales
season.
Jumped in the door every day. Why can't we do that with Boach?
During baseball season and during hot stove season.
Yeah.
Year round.